Good evening, everyone, and welcome to What's the Tea with Teresa.
And Teresa.
Tonight's episode is going to be about
one of the five love languages, and this one tonight is going to be about acts of service.
Wonderful, wonderful acts of service. So, Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about the acts of service love language?
Well, basically, let me go ahead and make sure that I'm on the same page with it, because I have to bring it back up. But acts of service means it does not require highly technical skills, nothing like that. It's more of you like to do things to help other people. And you feel that as your act of, if someone helps you or you help them, that you're providing an act of service as a love language.
So can you give me an example of an act of service?
Okay, so an example that I got out of the book, okay, is an example is your roommate is studying for the GREs. And you having been through them, give her some tips. And another one is an older single adult needs a ride to the doctor's office or the church. Mm-hmm. So it's little things like that. But if it's something that you pay for, it is both a gift and an act of service. So like, for instance, if somebody says, an older person who says, I need some milk. I don't have any milk. I'm going to have to wait until I can get a ride. And you say, no, don't worry about it. I'll go get it. And you have to pay for it. That's both the act of service and gift giving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds a lot like me.
Yeah, it does.
I'm always acting, gift giving, and doing an act of service, especially with my children.
Yeah.
Who are
we do that a lot?
Yeah, two of them are grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like you said, we've talked before, is even though they grown, don't mean we still there for them. So we gotta do what we gotta do.
True.
But I find myself doing that sometimes too for people. You know, like, for instance, I'm one of these people that likes to go out to eat and do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So If I'm like really to that point where I feel like I don't want to go by myself, mm-hmm. then I will say to somebody, hey, you want to go out to eat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if they say, well, I don't have any money. Okay, well, I'll pay for you. To me, that's like an act of service for me, because I'm helping you to get dinner.
Yeah, you're feeding them. And
it's a gift. Yeah. So sometimes I do that out of the kindness of my heart to show that I really care about you. But it comes to a point in your life where you have to put a halt to it too, because you're going to be broke if you keep doing that.
Right. And try not to do it with the same person all the time.
Right. Because then that can be hard as well, because then that person is going to automatically think every time that you're going to do that. No, let's get it in, you know. You don't give to get, but sometimes it's nice to have things done in return.
Yeah. I think that the acts of service is just like kind of making life easier for another person in that moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it feels really good when you're doing something nice, and not that you're expecting anything in return. But for the person, for you to see the person, you know, maybe feel appreciative or happy behind it, that really gives you a good feeling.
Yeah, and another example that I have, in personally affected me, mm-hmm. was, and this involves you as well, is when my car got towed out here, you living... You know, you weren't, it's not like you live around the corner.
I was about an hour away, yeah.
I got you. I'll be there to get you to get your car.
Right.
And to me, that right there meant a lot to me because I was thinking in my head, I'm going to have to get an Uber, go over here and get my car. And nobody else was volunteering to do it. So when you said, I got you, I was like, wow, that makes a difference for me.
Right.
And, you know, I appreciated that so much. And that shows that you actually care. Because some people be like, well, I don't know what you're going to do.
and you did. Nice. You expressed your appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that. Because, again, when I do something for someone, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, me wanting to make them, you know, feel good or just make it a little easier on them.
Right. That's absolutely true. And, you know, another thing is, like, if you... It's just like with the acts of gifts that we talked about. Acts of service can be listening to things that people, if you listen and pay attention, you can find ways to show acts of service to somebody. Like, you know, if somebody says, like, what's an example I could give? If somebody says, man, I got this, again, it involves, it's sort of like gift giving again to me, but it can be anything. But you can say, I got this light bill. They're going to cut my lights off tomorrow.
Right.
And you be listening to that and you be like, well, how much is it? And then they tell you and you be like, don't worry about it. I got it. That to me is both acts of service and a gift because you don't want them to be without their lights. You don't want them to be, you know, sitting there stressing themselves about it, even though if anybody listened to my daggone podcast from last week, it's I don't give a fuck. But in that situation, no, I care about my friends and I don't want my family, and I don't want them to be stressing themselves out, worrying about stuff. And one of the things that I've always been taught is if you give from your heart, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, and if you have, you should get. That's the way it should be.
Right. I definitely agree with that. And I think I've given too much of myself.
Yeah.
To the wrong people.
Yeah, we do. But that's your heart.
I love hard.
Yeah, that's your heart. That's just as simple as it can be. Yeah. You have a big heart. That's why. People laugh at me though, but I say all the time, I'm 51. I wish I would have went to nursing school like I said I wanted to. And the reason being is because I want to be in a situation where I'm helping people.
Right.
And yeah, what I'm doing now, yeah, basically I am, but not at that, the same aspect of a nurse. If I would have been smart back when I was in my high school, I would have went on to become a doctor. But I wasn't that smart and didn't think about it.
But, don't talk down about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I can't, you know, back in them days, it was, I want to chase the dudes. I want to do what I
got to do. Your focus was on other things.
Yeah. Yes. And now it's like, I wish I would have. But, you know, a lot of people still say, you can still be a nurse. You can still do that. I don't know about a doctor now, child.
I've met
80
a
years old as a doctor. I can't see who wants a doctor.
I think you've been in the business for a long time.
But that's an act of service. That's why I'm like, I like that, even though my love language is spending quality time, but acts of service, when you do something for somebody, it makes you feel good inside.
Mm-hmm.
It does. If it doesn't, then you didn't do it for the right intentions.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that, because sometimes people do things based on them feeling as though I'm supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to do it, but I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do anything.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing. It's like, another thing that sometimes people do stuff for you and they throw it back up in your face.
Right.
And it's like, okay, don't, if the people do that to me and I'm like, I'm cutting them off. I don't want them to do nothing else for me.
Right, right.
And
how much love is there when they do that? I mean, It's if a person is throwing up in your face, oh, I did this for you and I did that for you.
Yeah, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's just ridiculous. But it has happened to me before. And that's why I always say, when people say, I'm going to ask this person, I go, if you do it, they're going to throw it back in your face. So just be ready.
Right.
And that should never be how it is. If I lend you, this is something I have taught, I'm teaching my son. If somebody asks you, which you should learn by now, if somebody asks you for money, let's say borrow money from you. What I've taught him is, if you don't have it to give, and don't expect it back. That's the point. If you ask for $100 and all you got is $101, if you got something you know you got to pay, then you say, I don't have it.
Right.
But if you know that you got $101 and that person needs it and you don't have nothing you got to do with it, give it to them in the you know, thinking in your mind that you're not going to get it back.
Yeah, that's true. Well, never. If you got $101, and they asking you for $100 of it, you really don't got it. You don't have it.
Yeah, but see, I'm the type of person that I'll go, let me see what I got, and then I will look at my bills and say, okay, well, or something that I got to do. I go, well, I don't have that, but I got this. But my intentions is, if I give it to you, even though you say you're gonna pay it back. Mm-hmm. My thought is this. If you don't pay it back, I'm not going to be hurt.
You know, the only time when, like, if a person asks me to borrow something and they say that they're going to give it back to me, I don't ask for anything. I don't ask for it back.
Right, but there are people who, when you say, I need to borrow it, when you're going to give it back? That's what a lot of people say.
Or the person will say, can I borrow this? And I'll give it back to you on such and such day. Mm-hmm. And then they never give it to you. Mm-hmm. And I just, to me, my act of kindness has now turned, or my act of service has now turned into you lying to me.
Right.
Because I didn't even ask you for it back. I didn't tell you that I wasn't going to accept it back.
Right.
But I didn't ask for it back. But you told me you were going to give it to me, and then you say nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't even bring it up.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Right. And that's sad, because it's like I always say, don't burn your bridges.
Right.
Because you never know when you might have to come back to them again. And next time you come back to them, they're going to be like, well, you never paid me back the last time.
Right.
And even though, you know, I told you could have it. No, you said, I'm going to pay you back.
Right. So
it's a difference there. So that's why I think our acts of service, some of us just, we do it and it's just like a nonchalant thing to us. It's just part of our life. We do it and we keep it moving.
Right.
And some people, it's not. So it's sad.
Well, I appreciate having that in me for the people that I love and care about. I perform acts of service, and people have done it for me that love and care about me. Things to make my life, make my life a bit easier. And
yeah.
I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who has done that for me, and listening audience. I feel as though if there's someone who has provided an act of service as a love language for you, then you should definitely call them and say, hey, I appreciate you.
That's
another love language. It's an affirmation.
And you know, what's funny is it doesn't even have to be love. It could be just the point of caring. And what I say here is, you know, like, and I'm gonna put this out there. Okay, yeah, I have a personal trainer. He don't have to do that. Yeah, I'm paying him, but he pushes me. And that to me is an act of service, because he could just be like, I got her money.
I'm gonna tell her to do 10 or 5.
She don't feel like doing it. I don't care. You don't feel like doing it. I don't care. But instead, it's no, keep doing it. And it's funny, because last Sunday, I was ready to stop. I was going to walk. And he was running with me. And he said, nope, grabbed my arm and was making me, he was pulling me to run.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, God, dog, I can't even walk. But he proved to me, you can keep doing it. And his act of service, he didn't have to do that. He could have just said, okay, well, you don't care, I don't care. But he didn't. And that's why I say, you have to look at the way people treat you and things like that. If they if he didn't care, he would have said, it's on you, keep doing what you're doing.
Right, like, I got my money.
Yeah, but he did. And that made a difference for me. So that's what a lot of people don't understand is sometimes, like nurses, they do things and they say, well, I'm just telling you that you need to drink all this water. And they may not know you from a can of beans, but their job is to make sure that you do it. If you don't, they don't know you that well, they're going to say, well, that's on you.
Right.
So there's a difference in the way that you do your acts of service. Is, are you doing it from the heart? Or are you just doing it just in from an occupation perspective? Or are you just doing it just because you're getting paid to do it?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, for everyone, like I said, everyone out there, There's a lot of people in your lives who are doing things to make life just that much easier. Whether it's watching your children, you know, picking you up something to eat. You know, paying a bill for you.
Right.
Or, you know, anything. Like you said, just you mentioning you need milk and boom, hop up at the door with a container milk for you.
Yeah. And how many times have you invited, like, something that's funny to me is you invite people over to their house, right? And one thing that this is a friend of Persona's that I picked up on. Ooh. She said, whenever you have somebody over to your house, you ask them, you want something to eat? You want something to drink? You should always ask that because you never know who God's bringing into your house that might need something to eat or drink.
That's true. And that's an act of service.
It is. So you should always think like that because this person may not have had anything to eat for 2 days, but they're not going to tell you. But if you ask, would you like something to eat or drink? And they'd be like, what you got? I'm going to say, go on in my refrigerator. Go in my car. I don't care. I don't know what I got. Go look. Help yourself.
Because most of us were taught growing up that you don't go to people's house asking for anything.
Right.
You don't ask for nothing. So, yeah, you will go to someone's house and you might be thirsty or whatever the case is. And if they don't ask, you ain't asking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But that's why you got to ask. You have to think about that. You want something to eat? You want something to drink? At least you know you asked. And that's an act of service.
Right. Yep. That is so true. Well, we're getting to the end of our episode here. And I really enjoy having this conversation because it kind of opened your eyes to a lot of other ways of providing an act of service. You know, as a love language.
Right.
But do you have any other comments you would like to give?
Nope. I think it's just great that you know, I think our listeners are starting to increase, which is awesome.
Yes.
We appreciate that. If you didn't listen to our last one, please do, because you have an opportunity to get a nice little gift.
Yes.
Look forward to continuing to keep doing these. The next one that we have, let me see what the next love language is. Next love language is quality time, which is mine. So, looking forward to that.
Okay, yeah, you better have a lot to say about that one because that was your love language that you like to receive, the quality time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna end this on here and just say good night to everyone. Thank you for listening to What's the Tea with Teresa.
And Teresa.
Good night.
Good night.